Why is it that when we need to cut expenses, we always look at nutrition, and that's the last thing that we should do on the farm and ranch? Plus, feeder cattle and grass cattle prices in the north are ringing the bell. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale, the DLCC Ranch, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Gelvie Association, Imogene Ingredients and Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. With how things are kind of shaking out in the world, everyone's watching these markets. Things have been up, down, stuff a little bit lower. We're heading to Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson, North Dakota. Let's listen to a market recap from Austin Henderson to find out what these feeder cattle and grass calves are selling for.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Henderson here from Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson. Market report for today, right at 5,500 cattle in the yards. Some really nice feeder cattle, had a lot of grass cattle, and also did have quite a few really nice replacement heifers in the offering. Market was really, really strong. Had a house full of buyers in the ring. Kind of go through the list here with you. 347-pound steers bring 405. Here's 38 head of 432-pound steers bring 400. We had some 488s at 363. We also had some 524-pounders bring 359. We had some 569s at 339. We had some 630s at 326. We had some 660s at 311. We had some 711s at 299. We had some 716s at 283. We had some 814s at 250. We also had some 868s bring 243 and a quarter. Into the heifers, we had some 360-pound heifers bring 352. We had some 478s bring 329. We had some 564s bring 298. We had some 620s bring 274 and a half. We also had some 724-pound heifers bring 254. And we had some 780s bring 247. Well, that's kind of how we got along. Like I said, lots and lots of demand for these good grass cattle. We had good cattle all day long through the ring. 5,500 head, I think we got done right at about 8 o'clock. We started at 8 o'clock in the morning. Upcoming sales here, Thursday, April 25th, over at the east, we'll have another feeder and replacement heifer special. Then Thursday, May 2nd, over at the west, we'll have a regular sale plus cow-calf pairs. When you're ready to market some cattle, give us a call here at Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson.
Austin Henderson with Stockman's Livestock. Thank you for the update. Now, you can get more information and follow along and find out what some of those northern cattle are selling for, and I should say maybe where they're coming from, different destinations. You can head to their website, GoStockmans.com. Follow them along on Facebook, Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson, North Dakota. Now, Beck, you and I have been looking at and following the grass calf market very closely. We were looking adding that to our enterprise this year. We're the last few years. We've been looking at expanding into that. And with the prices that these grass calves are bringing, and I'm so thankful that they are selling for them, right? I mean, producers are finally getting what they deserve, but we're in a situation where we've analyzed all of our specific numbers and we can't make them work, unfortunately.
That's it. That's it right there. First off, yes, I want to absolutely say I'm so happy to see the producer getting the dollars they deserve for the cattle that they're working so hard to produce and get out there in the market. But on the flip side, as Tigger said, we really had to sit back and make sure we had double, triple checked what our numbers are. And when I say our numbers, we're talking about what is our break even? What does it take for our operation to be able to buy into that sector there and make any money, if so, you know.
And we've got a mark, though, too, of the dollar
right, that
we want to make on it. So I know a lot of these grass calves, they're working, obviously, for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely.
In their situation, and it just seems with ours, with the grass that is available in our area, and we have to figure out, okay, this is how far we are from them. Here's our situation. We said, you know what? Unfortunately, we aren't going to be laying into any of them.
Well, it's just one of those years, and we know how the cycles work with the markets and everything, that we just had to be able to say, nope, not this year. It doesn't pencil out. Not that it won't next year, the year,
right,
the year after that, or down the road. It's just being able to develop some of those long-range plans that you can then turn into an annual plan, because not every year is going to be the same.
And here, I think, is the big take-home from this, is when we go through the numbers and we know what our break-even is and whatever profit margin that we're trying to hit or where we need to be or satisfy whatever financial commitment, now we can watch those prices in the future. And now we can see where, you know, if those calves are selling for that mark, and then we can lay into them, as I say. Now at least we know, and that's why it's so important to know what those numbers are. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff.
Our first story out the chute, flat is the new up when it comes to the latest forecast of U.S. beef production, according to the latest analysis by the Steiner Consulting Group via its daily livestock report. It's likely that beef production for this year will be only 509 million pounds, 1.9% lower than a year ago, the report said. That's a sharp improvement from the expected 8% drop forecast a year ago. Meanwhile, the USDA held steady with its beef import forecast, anticipating a 12% rise and its expectations for an 8% drop in beef exports. That means the country's supply of beef per capita is roughly unchanged, according to the Steiner analysis. Now going a little bit more in detail, Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist, recently wrote for MeetingPlace.com saying that U.S. beef trade continues to evolve in the face of a unique domestic cattle market situation. Beef exports in February were down 1.3% year over year. Beef exports in the first 2 months of the year are down year over year from most of the top markets, including number one, Japan, number two, South Korea, and number three, China, Hong Kong. Beef imports in February were up 23.8% year over year. Beef exports continue to face headwinds as beef production decreases and beef prices increase in the U.S. market. For more on this story, refer to the show notes at RanchItUpShow.com. I know I just tossed a lot of numbers at you, but that's all I have for news for now. Keep it locked right here. Coming up, don't cut from your nutrition budget. The Ranch It Up Radio Show will be back right after this.
Why not give Gelbvy and Balancer Bulls a try this year? Raise replacement females with added fertility, increased longevity, and greater productivity. Get increased performance, improve feed efficiency, and increase the carcass merit. Maximize crossbreeding with Gelbvy and Balancer. The best way to raise beef? Westway Feed Products. Increase your forage utilization. They're efficient. They're convenient. For more information, contact a dealer near you by going to westwayfeed.com. or calling 800-800-7517. The best way to raise beef, Westway Feed Products. The 2024 World Famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel wagering May 4th and 5th on Derby days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with moms free to the races and more races added May 17th through the 19th. The world famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online at buckinghorsesale.com.
Cattle Market reports to various news stories. The Tri-State Livestock News covers it all. Check us out at tsln.com. Subscriptions or advertising, call Tracy Hawk at 406-951-3211. The Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Cryptosporidium coccidiosis scours. Do I have your attention now? Don't let scours affect you this calving season by feeding Pharmatan from Imagine Ingredients. But you gotta get it into your cows now. I've been saying it a lot. Head to PharmatanUSA.com. Cattle Battle. And welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. The most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching Newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. Give us a call, or you can text us at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420, 707-RANCH-20. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and we are prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. nutrition. Nutrition is vital. We have talked so much about how all of our management revolves around, or how it should revolve around, a sound nutritional program. But why is it when we need to cut expenses, we always look at the nutritional program to make cuts? We always look at that one first. And what are the solutions to this potential pitfall in logic, I'm going to say? Dr. Robbie Bondurant, a ruminant nutritionist, and Willard Laymaster, the Senior Director for Ruminant Commercial and Technical Sales, joins us today tackling the issue of balancing nutritional needs and offer potential solutions. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on the Ranch It Up radio show. Dr. Robbie Bondurant, let's start with you on the foundation of nutrition, and then we'll get into those hard questions.
When we manage cattle, or when we think about raising cattle, whether it's cow-calf to stocker backgrounder to feedlot, you know, we've got to have a lot of things in place, from proper management practices that includes nutrition and proper nutrition management. You know, whether that's working with veterinarians from that standpoint and having a good health protocol, it's all part of the system that has to work together to be productive and sustainable for that operation. Obviously, being a nutritionist, that's where, you know, my responsibilities fall to the customers and to the company, as far as managing and looking at product development, you know, bringing on new things that can bring a return to the customer and provide them value in what they do, right? But it's also looking at what's needed from the producer. You know, what are we missing in the field that producers need to help them, you know, take their product to the next level, right? And be more productive, more sustainable in their operation. So a lot of what we do focuses around nutrition, because it is, you know, a feed company at heart. And so, you know, what can we do from a nutritional perspective to provide value and, you know, products that are going to enhance their operation?
Why is it so easy that it seems, when it comes down to, as I'm analyzing my operation, finding out where my expenses are, why is it so easy for me to cut on nutrition sometimes?
Unfortunately, it's the first place that producers cut.
Why is that, though? Why do we do this? And we shouldn't, but why do we do that?
It's the one thing that you have control over, that you can pull out of your expenses, whether it's the hay that you make, the commodities that you feed, and so forth. You are basically told the price, and you know that you need whether protein or energy. And most of the time, producers don't recognize the importance of the micros in terms of the minerals, the vitamins. And for just a small percentage of what that diet costs, it has a major impact on health, performance, and longevity. But most producers feel, I can pull this out. And if you ask them, what is that actually costing you on a per head per day basis, your astute cattleman can tell you, your average cattleman, well, I don't know, 15, 20, 30 cents a day. And when you back calculate it, it's minuscule when you look at the overall percentage of the diet, but it has a major impact, not only immediately, but long-term effects.
But that is, I'm not that I'm butting heads with you, but you know that's kind of hard for me to calculate. Because if I'm talking feed on my operation, right, and what I, visiting with my consultant, what I need to supplement or augment that feed with to meet a nutritional requirement at a particular time of year, sometimes, and it doesn't need to be daunting, but sometimes that can be a little daunting. Where, okay, let's figure out fuel. Let's figure out my time, or I paid the herdsman or somebody or the kid to go out and sit in the tractor, and then I had to rake it and bale it and haul it and feed it and grind it and do all of that. That does get a little bit daunting. So is that kind of a psychological thing? And Doc, you can jump in on this too, but is that kind of the psychological part where you said that's something that we actually have the physical control, because we actually physically handled that feed stuff multiple times? So we're looking at it and saying, I handled that so many times, I've harvested it so many times, that maybe that's something I need to pull back, because we all know what the price of diesel is.
It is psychological. And things that you manufacture or produce yourself, there's an emotional tie there to it as well. And this, coming from an external vendor, nutrition company, We can cut that out very easily. But this other that we have produced in blood, sweat, and tears, it does become psychological and emotional.
Now, Robbie, I'm going to have you jump in on this a little bit, because there's so much data out there from all of our great feed companies. There's so much data of, we know that if we start pulling this out, that we're hurting ourselves in the long run, that we may think that this short-term idea, it could turn into a long-term problem. That's kind of the danger, I think, of what Willard and I are talking about, is all of a sudden you try to make some changes because you're trying to pinch a penny. I understand that. But you could ultimately be spending so much more in the future.
Well, I'd say first, to kind of go back to what you're just saying, it is, in my mind, imperative to have a great relationship with, whether it's an astute sales team member or somebody from a nutritional field to help you with that process, right? It is a daunting task, but having a relationship with a nutritionist that you trust and can rely on, they're there to help you be more productive. But to go back to that point there that you're asking, I always tell producers, the last thing, if you need to cut expenses, the last thing you want to cut is nutrition, because it might help your pocketbook right now. It save you $10 or $15 or whatever it may be. It will hurt you in the long run. And I think we saw that a lot here in the past few years, that producers cut back on expenses because hay was high, went through a drought, and calving rates dropped off that following year. So they didn't see it immediately, but it hurt them, the next year, the next 9 months when calving started. And that's always my fear, is don't make decisions now that are going to impact you long term, especially with where the cattle market's at right now, right? With prices,
4 legs ago's moo, we're making money, or we should be, right?
Right. But if you didn't nutritionally, if you didn't do what you needed to do a year ago, you can't capitalize on that market, right? And so we have to take care of the foundation. And in my mind, foundation is nutrition. We've got to take care of those things. Cattle have a requirement. It's not something that we make up. It's been studied. There's data on it. They have a requirement, and we just need to meet those requirements so that they can be productive and give us a return on the feed and the nutrients that we're putting into them. If you do what you need to do as far as meeting requirements, that animal will return on that money all day long.
All right, gentlemen, we've identified the problem. Now let's talk solutions. Let's talk about the Legacy Forward Beef portfolio, the Legacy Forward Beef program.
That's a nice segue that Robbie talked, in terms of having that relationship with the nutritionist, consultant, salesperson that moves us into our Legacy Forward Beef aspect, because this is a program and brand and portfolio where we're trying to provide solutions to our customers so that they can be in business for years to come, generations to come. And so with that, we've looked at opportunities of how can we provide solutions to our customers, whether it's from production, new product portfolio, and university research. And with that, we've launched a new product that's in the feedlot space, university researched, and I'm going to flip it over to Dr. Bondurant to talk about the details of it.
So as Willard said, one of the products that we've recently developed and had some university research behind at the University of Nebraska that fits underneath the Legacy Forward Beef portfolio is called Prime Force. And this product's fed the last 60 days of finishing during that period. And what we saw in the trial was an increase in live weight, an increase in hot carcass weight. All right, so we're driving pounds in the system, bumping increase in average daily gain. And the interesting thing is we did not hurt quality grade. So we actually had as good or better marbling scores with that product. And so in that space, that's a very unique product. The other great thing about that product is it's an all-natural product, so it fits into those markets that, there may not be a product out there that fits like that. And it doesn't have a withdrawal on it. So it opens up the doors to producers to have an alternative in that space to really have flexibility in their operation and add pounds to those animals, right? Because we know that pounds drives the system. And so we're very excited about the opportunity to work with producers, work with feeders as well, as we move forward with Legacy Forward Beef and ultimately Prime Force. product.
So how do we get it in our hands? How do we feed it?
Good question. Currently, it's exclusive to First McNess. We are looking at other avenues. So looking to find your local First McNess representative. We've got it in a couple different forms. It comes in an ad pack that you can add it to your current nutrition. Or if you are looking for it embedded inside a fully fortified supplement, it's also in that as well. It's two forms that it's currently in. We're looking at other delivery methods and also opportunities for partnerships and distribution as well.
Dr. Robbie Bondurant and Willard Laymaster with First McNess in the Legacy Forward Beef portfolio. Gentlemen, thanks so much for your time and addressing the rather tough questions that we all have to be asking ourselves. Look forward to visiting with both of you very soon. Now, for more additional information, you can head to legacyforwardbeef.com and mcness.com, and you can always reach out to any of our crew here with the Ranch It Up radio show. Now, up next, Kirk Donsbach is on hold. That means it's market recap time. Keep it parked right here. The Ranch It Up radio show will be right back. The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales, head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips, videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com. South Devon, Poundmaker, and Navigator Genetics from the nation's premier South Devon breeder, DLCC Ranch. Join the crew on Saturday, April 20th, at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. Sale information at dlccranch.com, ranchchannel.com, and bidding available through Superior Livestock Auction. When genetics matter, use an outcross of South Devon genetics from the DLCC Ranch.
Hey, it's Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty. LivestockMarket.com.
Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 16th through the 19th in Mile City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the kickoff concert featuring Josh Turner and special guest Chancey Williams. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up radio show. It's that time in the program. We check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. Kirk, how are you? What's going on, numbers? What's rolling?
I'm wonderful this morning, Tigger. As of Friday, April 12th, May feeders closed the week at $234.27.5. That's down $4.37.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index down $4.40 at $244.57. This left the basis at positive $6.97 versus April futures and positive $10.37 versus May futures. As our listeners can see, futures are well under where cash is. Cash sellers broke loose late Friday at lower money as futures sold off hard on the telegraphed Iranian attack on Israel. That left cash trading 182 in the south and 184 to 185 in the north. The five-area weighted average was down 311 at 183.93 with the basis of positive 503 versus April futures. So again, futures well under cash. Weekly slaughter came in at 603,000 head. That's 10,000 head less than last week and 8,000 head less than the same week last year. The good news, choice boxes broke back above the $3 level, closing the week at $3.57. That's a $3 gain week over week. To wrap this up, May corn closed the week at 434 and three quarters. That's up a penny on the week as corn continues to consolidate sideways.
Are you being proactive or reactive when it comes to herd health? Hey, hey, I'm Shay, and I'm your host for the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I had the opportunity to visit with Gary Bosch about platform vaccine technology and how it is impacting beef producers across the Midwest. Here's a taste of what we discuss.
In a lot of cases, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is the way things work. I mean, and I would be the same way. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But one of the things that happens is we don't know that it's going to break. until it breaks. Where the thing that I want to impress upon cattle producers is to start doing more surveillance, what I would call more surveillance of what is going on in my herd from a virus or bacteria. What's there? And to do that, you have to do diagnostics. And I think diagnostic surveillance maybe one of the things that's missing in most herd health programs.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
Before we say fare thee well, we want to give a big old tip of the hat to all of you trying to get in the field for this year's first planting. We know you're against the wire trying to get in the field, or if you already are in the field, just know we're thinking about you.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks from our crew to yours, starting off with Dr. Robbie Bondurant and Willard Laymaster with First McNess and Legacy Forward Beef, Shay Keister-Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Austin Henderson with Stockman's Livestock, and of course, the boss lady, that's you, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, the DLCC Ranch, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text us 24/7 at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-RANCH-20, 707-RANCH-20. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.